I don't know whether you're struck by the abundance of the imagery the Holy Spirit is using to convince us that God has our salvation in mind and that He loves us. If you read this text over, this is a famous text, Isaiah 35. Part of this text is on a Sunday in Advent. And the gospel is John saying, are you the one to come or should we wait for another? Go tell John what you see. The deaf hear, the lame walk, the blind see, the dead are raised, the poor hear the gospel. In other words, all these things are promised. They're promised us. It's piled up. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers, rejoice with joyful songs. The glory of Lebanon, which is proverbial, Lebanon, so beautiful, Carmel, Sharon. They will see the kavod of the Lord, the splendor of our God. So strengthen the hands that are weeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Now, if we intercede every day between now and Christmas, you see, this will be fulfilled in the hearts and minds and bodies of people who don't even know there is a God. You see? And it comes at the end to say, you see, a highway will be there called the Holy Way. No one unclean may pass over it. Now we get a hint of how all this abundance, this beauty, this healing happens. God does away with sin. That's the problem. If you look through the New Testament, you'll see how many times paralyzed people are first forgiven before they're healed. Because sin is a kind of a paralysis. And it affects us physically. And so we have this story here. You know this story. But today, sometime, just sit and put yourself in the place of this paralyzed man. He can't do anything. His friends come. And they lower them through the roof. And Jesus sees their faith and heals their friend. You see again this same, how the church is getting us ready for this feast of Christmas, which will be a very important feast this year. You can see the way all the governments of the world are going. They're ready to kill that young woman over there in Pakistan, though there's something happening there. Some of the Pakistani officials are saying we shouldn't kill her for becoming a Catholic. She's a simple peasant woman, but tough. She's not backing down at all. But you see, it's sin that paralyzes. And so we have this text where Jesus saw their faith and said to the man, paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven. Now, this is an invitation to the theologians in the crowd. Everybody else, kind of Sunday golfers, they're not, you know, theologians, but these men are. And when he says, your sins are forgiven, they say, who does he think he is? Only God can forgive sins. And it's true. There's two verbs in Hebrew that only have God as their subject in the whole of the Old Testament. Bara, which means to correct, to create, and salach, which means to forgive. Only God. And here it is, you see, this man is saying, your sins are forgiven. if they were to ponder that, imagine how thrilled they'd be. Emmanuel, God is among us. God, there, that man is God. And it's meant to stir up our faith. We're going to receive his bread and wine. It's God. He's coming. He's taken all of time to himself. Don't have to go through that again. And coming in our midst. That's the mysterion. The mystery. That's what the liturgy is all about. Love. And then, one more act of love and compassion. He could have said, take it or leave it. But he turned to the man and he said, that you might know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to that man, get up, take your mat and go home. And he got up, took his mat and went home. You see? Now our translation says we have seen incredible things. I mean, they're not incredible, they're believable. Incredible is not a very good word to use about Jesus' things, right? They're not incredible. Incredible means non-believable. They're just the opposite. They're believable. They pull our hearts till we yield. You just saw him. Forgive this man. Set him free from his paralysis and send him home. Now let's pray. Wouldn't it be wonderful if 20 crippled people in our neighborhood were healed this morning as we prayed during Mass? Wouldn't that be wonderful? They'd see the compassion of God. The obstacle is sin. And that's why you see our whole world sinking into the mud. I mean, the violence, the sex slaves, over 1 million. The injustice, the incredible wealth of some and the total poverty of others. It's all sin. So let's pray during this liturgy. Ask the Lord to forgive sin and restore health of spirit, of mind, and of body.